Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning. This is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida.
And this is Helena B. from Little Compton, Rhode Island. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for June 12th. This is episode 678. Good morning, Horse World.
Morning. Today is Wednesday.
Hey, everyone. Happy hump day.
Happy hump day, baby. Here's to another week. Halfway done. Downhill stretch has finally begun.
Daddy, I want another pony.
What do they call Wednesday hump day anyhow? Innocuous jibber jabber.
Woohoo! Good morning, everybody. We're playing change jobs this morning in order to get back at Glenn for providing 25 brand new buttons to my recording system last week. We have traded jobs, and Glenn is in charge of buttons and dials in production this morning, and it's the Jennifer and Helena show.
And that's how it should be.
So it's going to be Keystone Cops on Horses in this morning.
It is. We're going to take you on a little bit of a ride. This is going to be one of those early spring days on your green thoroughbred kind of ride.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen next, quite literally. We have some technological issues that we might have to work through via the cable company. So if we disappear mid-show, we will be back as soon as we can. We have that to deal with, too. I forgot to tell you about that this morning, Helena. Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Well, they're supposed to be repairing our cable network this morning, and we're praying that they don't show up during the show to do that, because then somebody from Ocala, Florida is going to have to go running out the door and wave their arms and say, don't start till after we're finished with the show. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And it is EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia Day, don't you know?
I do know. That much you did tell me. And that's a fun day.
It's my favorite day of the week, frankly, because I'm a trivia nut. And,
yes, you
it's
are.
My favorite day of the week. So we're going to, it's time to call in, folks. 347-637-3238. Give us a call. We will be nice to you to start. After that, who knows? But we've got some really fun questions, some new categories. So call in at 347-637-3238 to be on Wheel of Trivia. Glenn will be answering the phone this morning, so you will get to speak with the geek himself when you call in. So get going. He's going to start taking calls right away. And to get things started this morning on Wednesday's show, we've got our daily whinnies.
No, cat first.
Glenn, you're supposed to be on mute. It's my show. We're doing whinnies first.
Oh, darn.
Hard I'm hitting the mute button. Goodbye, Glenn. My daily whinnie this morning is going to go out to Wayne Williams and the whole gang over at Gator Horse Trailer Sales here in Ocala, and including the basket guy. We had a live audience. I think at our maximum we were up to 8 people for our live audience in the teensy-weensy little offices at Gator Horse Trailer Sales. There was no elbow room. We need had everything but the mosh pit. It was awesome, and I wanted to say thank you to everybody for coming out and supporting us at Gator Trailer Sales. It was a lot of fun.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And who knew we'd have people coming in to watch? All the employees from the businesses around Gator Trailer Sales, they all came in to watch. It was pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, yeah, you've done live shows before, like in-person shows before, right?
Yes, we love doing remotes because we get to meet the people who listen to our shows and they get to meet us. And it's a very different dynamic when you have a live human being they're watching you. But it never ceases to amaze me how folks will come up and they see the microphone stacked up all over the tables and stuff, and they fold their arms across their chest and they're just enthralled with how it all happens.
Because they
really
get
cool.
like this behind the scenes peek at what, I mean, it's radio, so you don't, I mean, I think that's for anything, you know, you make this magic and all our fans get to enjoy the magic, but really, how often do they get to see behind the curtain? And, you know, I have to say that Horse Radio Network's fancy red microphones, they're kind of magical. They are very impressive.
Yes, the fancy red clown nose microphone cover. Yes.
They're all business. They're very serious.
They're very serious.
It's like the only thing that's serious on the show.
Well, pretty much.
Wait a minute. This is Horses in the Morning. This is a serious show. My show is one that's not very serious.
Comparatively speaking.
Right.
So, Helena, have you seen the YouTube video that has gone viral most recently about the sad cat?
Well, I've only gotten as far as seeing the sad cat's face. I haven't played the whole video through.
Well, it's the latest that has just gone ballistic across the internet, and our family of listeners knows very well that we speak about the beast frequently here on Horses in the Morning. And I know you have two kitties, right, Helena?
I have two kitties. I have both very large. I have a Maine Coon who's 5 years old, and then we have an orange male something in a cat's body. I don't want to call him a cat because he has, like, no feline qualities whatsoever.
Oh, zombie cat.
He looks like a cat, and every once in a while he makes a sound that sounds like a cat.
Well,
He's in no way sad.
The folks who made the sad cat video nailed it. This is our cat. They were just inside the cat's head. So Glenn went out and edited it down to a Horses in the Morning friendly 2-minute version. And I would like to play for you now the Bad Cat Diary.
Dear Diary, the authorities have removed the pair of black pants from the couch. There is no longer any place for me to sleep. I have vomited 3 times in protest, but there is no sign that anything will change. My only other hope for rest is on the computer keyboard, which is nearby, but sadly no one is currently using it. I will wait. Dear Diary, my food dish is now only half full. It is obvious that I will soon starve to death. I have repeatedly tried to draw attention to my predicament with the authorities that they are clearly either stupid, deaf, or just cruel. This may be my last entry. Dear Diary, it has come to my attention that the authorities have 2 hands that seem to have made it the sadistic policy only to pet me with one of them at a time. Half of love is just low, which is how I feel. My spirit is breaking. Dear Diary, yesterday I put in a simple request regarding the door to the garden, but seemingly out of sheer spite, the authorities refused to hold the door open long enough for me to decide whether to go outside or inside or outside. Dear Diary, the authorities have punished me for taking a crap on the living room floor. This despite my efforts to distribute the litter evenly throughout the house. I am convinced that they are madmen, devoid of reason. Dear Diary, the squirrel was back again today. It mocks me. I will try and release my mind from this torment and groom myself for 4 hours. Dear Diary, it is 3 a.m. The authorities have closed the door to the bedroom. I can only assume that they have forgotten about me and have left me here to die. As a last resort, I will stand post for the rest of the night and sing the song of my people in hopes that they rescue me.
Oh, I've heard that about 6 times now in the process of editing it down to the sound, but it's so hilarious.
Oh, my God. I did not expect it to be that funny.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
The internet opening the door long enough. I have 2, and they both, that door is, you know what? I just leave the door open now.
Yeah. Well, then you've got it. You now leave the door open long enough, which is all the time for a cat.
Exactly. But then, you know what? Then the flies come in and all the bugs, and you know what I tell them? The door has to stay open for your benefit. You can kill the bugs that come in because of it.
Oh, yeah. Now, I don't think he had the bug part in there. There was one section in there where he talks about bugs, too, so you do need to listen to the whole thing. We will put up on our Facebook page sometime today, hopefully during the show this morning, if Glenn can get control of his buttons, a link to the entire video, because it's not rated G, but it is hilarious just the same, and they do cover bugs in the video. It's just to die for. So what I thought of is we need to have some clever listener of ours write the horse version or the pony version or the breed-specific version. Would the Quarter Horse's Bad Cat Diary be different than the Arabian's Bad Cat Diary?
Oh, yes.
Now, this is what we want you to do. We're going to put a challenge out to our listeners because we've got lots of people listening this morning. It's Wheel of Trivia time. And do a recording or call our message line or email it to us if you want to just put it in copy and write it down. Your favorite bad horse diary. And make it, a paragraph long, a couple of sentences, 15 seconds, something like that. And we will take the best of them and we'll put them on the air here and have a good time with it. So we're going to have bad horse diaries.
Bad horse or sad horse?
Well, it can be bad or sad.
Okay.
Or sad bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about the emotional eating horse?
That one works too, sure. Yeah, the horse diaries. We're going to have horse diaries here coming up, and we will read the best entries into the horse diaries, and we're going to make you guys famous. So we're going to do that.
Excellent. All right, what else do we have? So we start off the morning with a little fun and a little hysterics. We've got our daily Winnie.
What we've got coming up next is this. Time for the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia, where every week unsuspecting horse enthusiasts call the show with illusions of trivia grandmaster dancing in their heads, willing to risk all for their chance to spin the wheel and possibly win some fantastic prize, or answer incorrectly and have torn away every ounce of equestrian street cred they have like an old bell boot. Even if I do say so myself, I love that opener.
Yeah, you did a pretty good job there.
If any of our callers, and this only qualifies for callers who get onto the air today, can tell me where specifically that version of the William Tell Overture came from, they're going to get a Horse Radio Network mug. Doesn't matter if they get their question right. If you get on the air and you can tell me exactly where that came from, you're going to get a mug because it's pretty obscure.
Did you know exactly where it came from before?
Not until I yanked it out of the interweb.
Okay.
I didn't know. It's really obscure. Yeah. So
okay.
Here's how it works. We are going to take our callers. You will have the option of choosing between, what do we got, three. Tell everybody what our three different categories are this morning, Helena.
We have three cool categories. The first one is random facts to impress your friends. The second category is horse people and places. And the third category, which I know is Jen's favorite, is hit'em experts only. And this is for
Alrighty.
The geekiest of geeky trivia fans.
Yeah. People who listen very, very carefully. So I hear little typing things going over here. Glenn can't keep quiet. He's so used to talking, so he's typing instead.
I know. Poor guy.
So you'll have 5 seconds to answer your question because there is no Googling allowed. And if you get your question correct, you will hear this. Because it's my show and I don't have to play the bell if I don't want to. And if you get the answer wrong, you will hear this. There we go. And if you get the answer right and you hear the cheering, we will spin the wheel on your behalf. And whatever crazy prize it lands on is what you get. And as usual, we have a crappy prize. Helena, what is today's crappy prize listed right there above all of our categories?
You notice the cue, everybody? They have to point me to exactly where it is in our show notes. This week's crappy prize is a brand new bag of assorted colorful combs. Yay!
All right, I think we are ready for our first caller. Let's see here. First in line, it looks like we have Lori from New Jersey. Good morning, Lori. How are you?
Great. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Say hi, Helena.
Hi, Helena. I mean, hi, Lori. Nice to have you on Horses in the Morning. Hey, we have a question for you before we give you the wheel question. Get it? The wheel question? That was funny.
Oh, good. I like that.
Okay. So we have this question of the day, and there's no right or wrong answer. We just want to know what your answer is. Which do you prefer for trailering, a step-up trailer or a ramp?
Step-up.
Why do you like the step-up?
Don't have to worry about the horse going on the side and possibly coming off, which I've seen. And that's what I have. And I'm happy with it.
All right. We like that.
There we go.
Okay, so we have three categories for you to choose from. Random facts to impress your friends, horse people and places, or horses in the morning experts only. Super geeky question. Which would you like?
Random facts, please.
Okay. Random facts to impress your friends. First question is, okay. Spell Trakaner.
Ooh. Trakhner.
So close.
Change
each backwards.
Trakhner.
Oh.
Sorry, Lori. We liked you, too.
Oh, thank you. It was fun playing.
And you know what? For the record, I like a step up, too.
Great.
Thanks for calling in, Lori.
Thank you so much.
And who's next up on the hit parade? We got a lot of callers in this morning. Here we go. Next up, we've got another New Jerseyite, Frank. Good morning, Frank. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning.
Have we heard from you before, Frank?
No.
Oh, we've got fresh meat, Helena.
We do have fresh meat. So, Frank, we're going to start off by asking you our question of the day. If you have a preference in trailers, do you prefer a step-up trailer or a ramp trailer?
Step-up.
Yeah, that's two for step-up. Okay, do you have a particular reason why you like to step-up better?
It's just that I can control the horse better, and he doesn't go off the side of the ramp. So at least with a step, you can control that much better.
Yeah, it's up and down. No, they don't have any all kinds of options. It's just
right.
You either go up or you go down.
Exactly.
Okay, so we have three categories.
Too many choices in life is bad. Only give this guy one choice of categories. Too many choices is bad. No, just kidding.
Okay, so we have three categories, Frank. You get to choose your preference. They are random facts to impress your friends, horse people and places, or hit'em experts only.
Random facts.
Random facts it is. Okay. This is, let's see. Okay. In show jumping, what is a vertical or oxer with water underneath called?
Can you say it again, please?
In the discipline of show jumping, what is a vertical or oxer with water underneath it? What's it called?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Oh, man.
The answer is a Liverpool.
Ah.
That's a tough one, Jen. You really giving
yeah,
it to
them. Yeah, that
was
a little tough, Jen.
Send your hate mail too. This isn't easy for TMFG.com Wheel of Trivia.
No, this is not the easiest. They are random facts. They just happen to be random facts. Well, I guess if you're a show jumper, it's not so random.
Yeah,
right.
That's true.
That's kind of the hard part.
I should get another question from that.
Coach
if
Jen?
If you were one of the many, many people who got eliminated because your horse had never met a Liverpool jump before, you would remember that for the rest of your life.
I would. You're right.
But we do like the fact that you're a fan of the step-ups.
Okay.
So that has to count for something. That's good karma.
There you go.
There we go. Well, thanks for calling in, Frank. We appreciate it. You are eligible to call again next week, and I would suggest asking for one of the children's questions.
Yeah, okay.
Have a great day. Thank you, Frank.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right, who we have up next here? Looks like we've got Aaron in Massachusetts. Yay, a new state. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Great. How are you? Are you ready to play the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia?
I am.
All righty. Give her the category, Talina.
Question of the day, because I'm digging this. I love people's answers or reasons. Aaron, which do you prefer, if you have a preference, a step-up trailer or a trailer with a ramp?
A ramp all the way.
Really? Ooh. Okay, so you're going to ramp
against the grain.
Why do you prefer the ramp?
Because it's so much easier for the horses and their legs. I've had horses go in the step-ups, and then they haul out, they jump off, and just, you know, especially if you have pavement, just thinking of their legs. So it's easier for them to walk up a ramp.
Okay, a little gentler on the horse's body.
Yeah. So Aaron, like that. Warm and fuzzy and empathetic horse owner. We know that now.
We love warm and fuzzy, empathetic horse owners.
Yeah,
okay.
But we're not going to give you an easier question because of it, so get going.
Nope, so here we go. Three categories for you to choose from. Random facts to impress your friends, horse people and places, or hit 'em experts only.
We'll do horse places, horse people and places.
Okay, here we go. Who was it that said the following quote? No hour of life is lost that is spent in the saddle.
Of course I'm going to get a quote. Oh, we'll go with Jenny Emerson.
Oh, that was a good guess.
I'm sure he said it, but he didn't say it first.
That's
probably
true.
Someone old and famous.
Well, yeah, Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
I think dead counts for old, don't you?
Yeah, dead does count.
Yeah. Well, we're sorry that you didn't win something this week, but thank you for calling, and you can call back next week.
All right, thank you.
Take care.
All right, Aaron, take care.
Denny's going to be love being compared to Winston Churchill. He'll just love
it. Yeah, he's going to be a happy clam. So who's next up on the bridge? I think we have time for one more, don't we?
I think so. I'm not Glenn, this
yes,
is when we
do
want Glenn to win. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, we do. And you want Ashley in South Carolina.
All right, Ashley, let me find Ashley on the long list here. We have a lot of fix-ups. Oops, wrong button. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. How y'all?
Y'all are just, oh, that's awesome. Yes, we're fine. Thank you.
I know. I love when someone says y'all. I do. So, Ashley, welcome to Horses in the Morning, Wheel of Trivia. We have a question of the day. And if you haven't heard me ask it 90 million times so far, here it is again for you. Which do you prefer, a step-up trailer or a trailer with a ramp?
I got to go with a step-up because it's pretty much all I've ever been able to afford.
And it's worked just fine for you?
Just fine.
Okay. Yeah,
it doesn't work just fine. It works just fine. See,
just
subtle
fine.
Difference.
There's a difference there, you know.
There is a difference.
There's a difference. All right, so we have three categories for you. Random facts to impress your friends, horse people and places, or hit 'em experts only.
All right, I think I'm going to go with experts only. I hadn't been able to listen recently, but I listen all the time.
Okay. You said you listen all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go. Jamie's best racehorse name ever, who might enjoy a baked potato. So to Jamie Jennings for her pick for the best racehorse name ever. Where the horse might enjoy
that would have to be. That would have to be Yummy with Butter. What's up?
Woohoo! Yay, we have
okay.
a winner!
I gotta jump in here. I didn't even know that. Good job, Ashley.
That was awesome.
That was an incredibly tough question, even for Jamie.
It was.
So that was actually a segue question. The reason I stuffed that in there was I was hoping somebody would take it because I checked up on Yummy with Butter because his Facebook page has not been updated in quite some time, and we were concerned about Yummy with Butter. So after many emails and many, many Facebook messages, I found out that Yummy with Butter has retired to the state of Florida and is contentedly munching grass at a local farm.
Ah, oh, that's lovely.
Yay! And let's spin wheel for Ashley. Go. Oh, and it misses the brushes, and it lands on Omega Alpha Biotic 8. You get to win the Biotic 8 from Omega Alpha. The road to health is paved with good intestines. And Omega Alpha Biotic 8 is the most broad-spectrum prebiotic and probiotic digestive tract formula to promote better intestinal health for all life stages. Now, tell me, Ashley, that you do live in the contiguous United States?
I still can't believe you guys haven't figured out who this is yet.
I know, but I'm playing along. Come on. I'm playing along.
I love Biotic 8, and I do live in the United States. I live in the sunny state of Arizona, and by the way, this is Jamie. Hello.
We know it's you.
Well, I can't believe you spun the wheel, but sure, I'll take some more Biotic 8. I love that stuff, you know. Jet loves that stuff.
Oh.
What all right, I have to jump in here. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Glenn. Thank you. Oh, how are you?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was you. I didn't get it at all. I was wondering how you got that question.
We picked her? Who else is going to pick a Hit'em Experts only?
And it was funny. I was like, if I miss this question, what am I going to do?
That's funny.
How are you? About me? Oh, good. That question's really hard. Oh, okay. Big potato. Got it. All right. I'm good. Just got done feeding the baby, and I was up, so I thought, well, I'm just going to give him a call and give him a hard time. You guys, are y'all doing okay?
Well, not as
well,
good as when you're here.
I booted Glenn off the air altogether.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
So things are changing. Well, this is payback, because last week, Glenn provided me with 28 new buttons for my recording system, and my life has been nothing but a nightmare ever since because I have a zombie-possessed recording system over here, and this is payback. I'm going to say, okay, you can just sit there and press buttons all afternoon and see what it's like. Yeah, that's why.
All right. Well, sounds like the marriage is going well.
Yeah. We'll be divorced if you're not back here soon.
Well, I miss you guys. I just wanted to call and say hi and tell you everything's going good. I did officially ride a horse last night, although it was a little ouchy, and I probably won't do that again for another week or so.
Yeah. Are you walking around with, do you have the whole, ice cubes in your underwear thing going on?
Not anymore, Alina, but thanks for painting that picture.
Sure, no problem. It's a live public radio show.
Sure, why not?
I got to ask real quick, that baby picture that was posted last week in the saddle. We had done a story about babies in naked babies in saddles, and was that really Luke, baby Luke?
That was really baby Luke. We had a little photo shoot. One of my friends is a photographer, so she came over, and she did her little baby photo shoot, and I was like, listen, I want a picture of my naked baby in his daddy's saddle. Now, so we put the baby on the saddle. Mind you, that is, and the way that they did all of them is the baby's actually not laying in the saddle by himself. there was actually two photos done, one where I'm holding onto his butt and one where I'm holding onto his shoulders, and she, like, cut the picture in half and put them together. Isn't that cool?
Oh, wow.
Ew!
That sounds creepy.
Well,
it is
so
cool. It was an
creepy,
excellent picture.
Know?
It was beautiful. Beautiful picture.
Thanks. It was really fun, and I did that in honor of that day. I think it was Horse Nation Leslie that was on and was showing us all those pictures, and you thought they were creepy, and I thought they were cute, and I wanted to prove to you that they could be cute.
Well, you have a mighty cute baby, I must say that.
Thank you. We're going to keep him. We like him.
I love his name.
Thanks, Selena.
His name's Baby Luke. How long is he going to be Baby Luke?
Well, I don't know. I guess as long as he's a baby or whenever y'all stop calling him that.
We have nicknamed him Baby Luke.
We stopped calling Gracie Baby Grace somewhere around, I'd say 3. I think the baby sticks around until they can start to reason.
Is that when she became pain in the ass Grace at 3?
No, that's when it's great. It's like from 2 to 3.5, where they really have no way to logically think or reason. But then one day the heavens open up and you can see them actually use logic. And that's around 3, 3.5, and your life changes for the better.
Gotcha. So the pain in the ass part is before that. So that's good.
Hi, Jamie, I just got a message from Glenn Forrester who said, use the force, Luke. So there's lots of good Star Wars jokes there.
Yeah.
You don't think, Glenn, with my husband being who he is, that I wasn't laying there with a big old belly and he would lean down and go, Luke, I am your father. Said it to him the whole pregnancy. Still says it.
That's funny.
Oh, God.
Well,
now, the other question
guys,
I have real quick is, are you getting any sleep?
No. Well, not really, no. It's about, he eats about every 2.5 hours. And if you don't wake up, he will make sure you wake up in a 2.5 hour window. So, but, again, the first 2 weeks, apparently, from what I've read, because that's how I know what I'm doing in books. Apparently, it's just the first 2 weeks is just trying to survive it.
Well, congratulations from all of us.
Oh, thanks, you guys. Miss you tons, and I'll be back soon, okay?
All right, we miss you. All right,
talk to you
later.
Jamie, hang on the line because I have to get your address so we can send you that biotic 8.
You bet your ass you do.
See you, Jamie.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye, Jamie.
Bye.
Okay, she had me, I got to admit.
Aww.
I took her call off the air. She said, Ashley's from South Carolina, said you're new. She played it up, and she had me. I've been punked.
Yeah. Jen, did you know right away?
I knew it when she said y'all at the beginning. I said, oh, that's Jamie. But I didn't know if Jamie was trying to stay secret. So that's why I didn't want to blow her cover if she didn't want it to be blown. Yeah.
Did you know, Helena, first, honestly?
I did. As soon as she, right after she said the y'all, the first thing she said after that, I'm like, that's Jamie.
Yeah. And then when she said yummy with butter, it's like, oh, gosh, she's going to. That was awesome.
Well, she did say, I mean, I picked the question because I'm like, this is kind of silly. We might as well have her answer her own question. However, she did give it away, Glenn, when she was answering. She's like, well, I better know my best racehorse pick name ever, whatever.
Yeah, but
did you
notice
that part?
She hesitated for a second because I don't think she was quite sure.
She wasn't. It wasn't until I gave her the clue about the baked potato.
That was
a
tough one,
mom.
Jennifer. I didn't even remember that. I wouldn't have got that one right.
Oh, yeah. Well, we do.
Well,
have
that was
regular
fun. It's so good to hear from her. That's very good.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, we wanted to say thank you again to the folks at EquityMFG.com for sponsoring the weekly Wheel of Trivia. And we just wanted to say go to EquityMFG.com and check out the fantastic Flexin' Forks and Shakin' Forks because they're the best forks made on the market today. Helena and I both use them. And we can't say enough nice things about them. We kind of go on, and I'm sure folks go, oh, God, they're talking about the Equity Flexin' Forks again. But they are.
love mine and would not trade it in for anything. Do not even think about trying to borrow it. I don't even lend it out.
You know what I discovered day before yesterday? Beaker spent some time in his stall again because we had a couple of torrential rains for 48 hours straight. We tried to bring him in to let him dry out a little bit so he doesn't turn into SpongeBob SquarePants. And I got to use my Shaken Fork, which is the battery-operated one. It has a little trigger at the top. Looks just like a regular pitchfork, except it's got a little motorized thing that does all the shaking for you, which is fantabulous for someone with torn rotator cuffs. It's a great thing. But there is a little beeper on it when the battery gets low. It goes beep, 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 hello, charge me, beep, beep, beep. So how handy is that? Low battery indicator.
Ooh.
You didn't know that,
wow.
Did you?
Wow. No. Well, yeah, you know what? There's so anything that beep, beep, beeps me a warning in advance is worth it in my book because with so many things to keep track of, I need the beep, beep, beeps in your face.
Yeah. And it held its charge for a little over a year. It held the charge. Now, we don't use it every day, so obviously that's not long. But it doesn't lose its charge in a big hurry when it's just not being used because most of the time we use our fork without the battery because we're cleaning out a paddock and you don't need to sift it. So it holds the battery charge really long, but it does give you a little reminder. Now, the downside to that is if you are wearing your earbuds and listening to Horse Radio Network podcasts, you will most likely not hear the beep, beep, beep.
Okay. So we need to have a beep, beep, beep and a bop on the head?
Well, what we need to do is every Wednesday on our show, when we thank EquityMFG.com for sponsoring the Wheel of Trivia, we will say, folks, those of you who have already gotten your Shaken Fork, don't forget to plug it in because you didn't hear the beep, beep, beep.
Oh, okay. So we will provide the reminder. We'll provide the
we will provide
virtual
the reminder.
Bop on the head.
Yes. And okay. Speaking of reminders, this is a reminder for all of our really bad ads submitters. We find lots of really bad ads with horrid sales pictures and even more horrid sales videos. And our good friend Mary Lawrence, in a little while back, came on the air and gave us some helpful hints on making a better quality sales video. Because if they can't get past the sales video to send you an email or phone call, you're SOL. So here is Mary Lawrence, and she's going to tell us all about it.
Today we are talking about how to make a horse sales video.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I think that this is an important topic to discuss simply because too many times we see sales videos that are poorly made and that do not show the horse at their best or sometimes hardly show them at all.
And the first rule is hire Mary at $1,000.
Exactly.
Because she's pretty and she'll make your horse look so good.
Yeah,
and she travels for expenses.
It's part of the package with this tip. You can hire me to be your
official
videographer. but here are a few tips to make that great sales video. Number one, the steady hand or preferably a tripod for your camera is essential. Far too many times have I felt seasick after watching sales video, and I'm sure many others can agree with that one. It's not fun to watch a video that's bouncing all over the place or someone has that shaky hand. Show gates on a straight line shot from the side where horse and rider are both in the frame. I think one of the best ways to start out a sales video is to just show the horse's natural gates. After all, that's what we're looking for as a buyer, is to see how this horse moves, not is this horse being rushed past the camera to try and show an extension that isn't really the horse's natural trot. You know, you want to show those natural, nice gates on a straight line shot from the side. Also, starting with those clips, just be sure that they're crisp and short shots, and the brief footage should just show that natural movement. And, of course, appropriate movements, too, for that particular horse. You don't want to see two tempies on a three-year-old. We just want to see that horse, see that personality, see that movement. Videos should really not go any longer than 3 minutes.
Yay! I was hoping
because
you would do that one.
Oh, yeah. I think that's one of the biggest things that you see is that these videos go on far too long, and the human attention span is simply too short. And after watching a horse, quote-unquote, perform tricks for 10 minutes, one can imagine interest is simply lost.
And you know what? From the seller's point of view, more is not better. You want to very concisely show the walk, trot, canter, the things that this horse can do in very short pieces. And you're also what you're doing is you're also not you're allowing less time to show the negatives.
Exactly.
So from a seller's point of view, you know, if we're looking at it strictly from their side, mm-hmm. you want to show less, not more. You know, we
right.
all tendency we all have the tendency to want to throw up everything. You know,
yeah.
where you know that's what the in-person visit's for. But they can't fall in love with your horse's personality on the video. They
right.
need to do that in person, so you got to get them there.
Exactly. So you give them those nice tastes of the horse, and then bring them on over and let them see the horse. Because again, videos also are never very fair to the horse. Some, you know, horses can look ugly on a video, and they usually don't look their best. So again, like you said, keep it short and sweet, so the person is left wanting to see more and actually come out to your farm and see the horse in person.
It's like dating, Mary. Let them want
yes.
more.
Exactly. Same thing. Preferably no music should be used, though a quiet soundtrack that fits the horse can work nicely.
Oh, you mean Trans-Siberian Orchestra is not good?
No, not for the little 14-hand
little AC/DC in the background there.
Yeah. Oh, again, that's another thing where people have repetitive techno playing over, and it's
yeah.
just jarring you to death as you try to watch this elegant horse go. Yeah, I think some music can complement the horse, but you should, if you're going to use it, be sure you pick a soundtrack that actually fits the horse, something that's, but even still, anything you pick shouldn't be taking your total focus of the video. It's really the quality of the horse. Proper turnout. Horse is clean.
I was just going to say, I hope grooming is part of that. I can't tell you how many of these videos I watched and went, I don't think they've groomed this horse in a week.
Yeah, right. You're taking the time to create this video. So again, like anything else, take an additional few minutes or however long it may take you to turn the horse out nicely. Be sure that he's clean. If the horse is going under saddle, white polos are always nice so that you can better see the movement. And I think to go that extra mile, braid the horse because that shows the horse's top line nicely. Proper lighting. It's key to do this during good sunlight hours, especially if you're shooting outside. But if you're shooting indoors, turn on all the lights. This is another thing that I've seen is that you see this little blob moving through the shadows. There's hardly any light, whether the person's shooting at dusk or dawn or they're shooting indoors with none of the lights on, what you can't see anything. So, again, go that extra mile to be sure you're shooting in good light. And do not overdo the slow motion. It's far too cliche. No one needs to watch all the movements in slow-mo. And it can be helpful for showing off a horse's fabulous extension or pee-off, but too much of it, again, loses the audience's attention. So there you have it.
Have you bought many horses from videos?
I generally would like to see a video to be sure that it's worth my while, but no, I wouldn't say so. I don't buy too many horses just off of videos. But I like to see them and then see the horse in the flesh because
right,
that's the biggest thing.
But you do want to see a video first before
definitely. And I'm always, and I can say that I'm always interested in watching videos too. I enjoy just evaluating horse videos, whether I'm looking at horses or not. But you can lose your interest so quickly if it's not done the right way.
And if you're not a rider of a level to ride this horse to its full potential in the video, then get somebody who is.
Right.
That's the other thing you see happen, too, is the rider can hold back the horse in the video.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing that you see happen.
Right.
Well, good.
There's a lot to be said about horse sales, but the video can tell a lot, and you can also put out a good one if you just pay attention to some of these tips.
All right. Thank you, Mary. We appreciate that. And, of course, people can find you at your website.
That's right. It's MaryBonickLordson.com or at CadenceFarmInc.com. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Mary Dressage or find me on Facebook.
Glenn was a little slow on his buttons. There we go. Now we're ready.
Go on. So that was great. Are we going to have more tips for Mary? That was really helpful.
She's so articulate, yet doesn't, especially when it comes to things like video, she doesn't use terms that your average horse person would be unfamiliar with, and all really common mistakes, really common.
She's just very, you're right, articulate. She's succinct in getting her point across. That was really good, probably one of the best 3 minutes I've had in a long time.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I think I've even seen several sales videos with all of those mistakes in the same video.
Yeah, that's what we call a hot mess where I come from.
Yes. There we go.
But you know,
speaking of
fantastic
videos and fantastic pictures, what do we got up here in this whole real estate thing? We've got some real estate news.
Some serious real estate news. This is I've never had a reason to use this number before, but $42 million. This is the headline.
Oh, we won a lottery.
Okay. What's that?
Did you win the lottery?
No. Here we go. Stay tuned for the headline. This is discreet equestrian estate with mahogany barn asks $42 million. So I want to know, first of all, how discreet and $42 million work together.
Yeah.
So here's the skinny. Here's the skinny. It's a 154-acre estate in the beautiful suburb. It's a New York City suburb, but it's in Connecticut. It's in Wilton, Connecticut. And it's got, okay, well, obviously it's going to feature automatic gates because, hello, it's discreet. But the centerpiece of the whole estate is a 10,000-square-foot Tudor-style mansion, which was built in 1928. It has 11 bedrooms, 10 bathrooms, a 2,000-bottle wine cellar. Staff quarters, guest cottages, and the best part of all is a very modern barn that was designed by some fancy dude named Bartholomew Vorsanger. And I'm sure there are Vorsanger fans out there who are going to flame me, but it's made with mahogany. 11 stalls, 2 tack rooms, bedroom, 5 bathrooms, because you always got to pee right before you get on your horse.
Yeah, wait a minute, 5 bathrooms in a barn?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's weird. That person has a Charmin fetish or something.
Well, you know what I would hope? That if you have 5 bathrooms to choose from, that one of those is designated the clean bathroom.
Yeah, because we all know what barn bathrooms look like.
We all know what barn bathrooms look like when you sit down on the toilet and you shaving sticks to your butt.
Yeah.
I'd like one bathroom that doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So let's see what else. Oh, and they have waterfalls outside. 8-car garage. Yeah. That's
wow.
So $42 million will buy you
all that.
An 11-stall barn, basically.
Basically, it's going to buy you all that. Yeah, yeah. And it's discreet. That's the most important part.
And it's discreet. Well, and
what I want to know is the barn is made of mahogany. So when my horses chew on the walls, are they going to get sick from chewing on mahogany?
I don't know. It's not like walnut where they get sick and well, right?
I've never had anybody mahogany is bad for your horse.
We're going to Google that. You know what? There probably aren't enough barns in the United States made out of mahogany to test the theory.
It's a one and only mahogany barn. We will never know.
We'll never know. Well, unless someone who's listening to Horses in the Morning buys this place, hint, hint, someone from Horses in the Morning who's listening can buy this place. They can put their horses there and test out the theory and then call in
and let us know.
Yeah, I know that's a long shot, but whatever. So there's isn't the only crazy multi-million dollar estate that's on the market right now. There's also one on the opposite coast.
The opposite coast.
The opposite coast. This one is far simpler. Luxury equestrian state sells in California. So this one's already sold. So if you're in the market for a multi-million dollar equestrian estate, we're so sorry. But this one was previously owned by the late talk show host Merv Griffin. Remember him?
Yeah. I only watched him in reruns. Really.
I know, but he was pretty cool. He was kind of a chill guy. Merv was, he looked a little geeky, but he was actually pretty smart. He's kind of hip.
Yeah.
Merv.
Yeah, he was so geeky, he was cool. Yeah.
Exactly. There's got to be a word for that. Ghoul. No, that's not really geeky cool. You know, Grace and I made up a word the other day. Well, actually, Grace made it up. I thought it was kind of funny. I know this is off on a tangent, but we're talking about so geeky, you're cool. If you have to go to a party that's really for work, it's sort of like a meeting, but it's a party that you kind of want to be at, but not really. You only go because there's free food. We're going to call that a Marty.
Now, what, I guess the first part, what's the M for? Meeting.
M is for meeting. Yeah. It's really a meeting. Yeah. You have to go to, like, a meet and greet and network and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's not really a party, but...
Yeah. It's the cleverly disguised meeting. I hate those.
It's a cleverly disguised meeting. Exactly. So it's called a Marty. So if you're like, oh, I have to go to this work thing, when you have to be like, I have to go to a Marty. Everybody's going to know exactly what you have on your plate.
Right. And they have free food because they know no one will show up unless there's free food.
Exactly. All right. So back to the original point, which was this 40-acre estate that used to belong to Merv Griffin. It sold for a meager $7 million, if you're going to compare it to our first property listing. Okay, so what's so special about this one? It has...
It was owned by Merv Griffin.
It was Merv by... it doesn't tell us how many stalls there was.
I think it does down here at the bottom. 16 stalls.
Oh, 16 stalls. Okay, which is, that's reasonable. That's modest. It has its own racetrack, though. That's cool.
See there, yeah. And 16 stalls you can take care of with two shaken forks. That's all you'll need.
Two shaken forks. That's right. I wonder how many bathrooms are in their barn.
See, they don't say, so I suspect it's a little short on bathrooms. That's why they didn't bring it up.
Well, the house has plenty of bathrooms. It has 12.
Yeah. I'd be willing to bet the barn has less than 8 bathrooms, so they're just going to skim over that and hope you don't notice. So whoever paid $14.5 million, I'm sorry, you got gypped.
That's what I want to find out. I want to find out who's buying this stuff, because those are the people we want as Horses in the Morning fans.
No, we want them as Horses in the Morning sponsors, honey.
Well, first we'll make some fans, and then they're going to be like, we love your show and we want to sponsor it, so here's $15 million.
Yeah, that's what we want. Work on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So that's what we got for hot news in real estate.
That's the real estate news for the day. Well, we would like to thank the folks at Equestrian Collections for helping us out with our multi-million-dollar equestrian estate update, and we're going to hear from them. And then right after that, it's going to be Jared Robertson talking about a little bit of he's not doing dirt. He's doing Let's Ride today. Oh, even better. So here we go.
Hi, Glenn here from the Horse Radio Network, and I am with Debbie from Equestrian Collections with a bang-up product this week.
Hi, Glenn. I'm going to feature this week a product that we hope you never need. But if you ever do, it's a lifesaver. It's the Helite Airnest Equestrian Airbag Vest. We have these in adult. We also have some children's sizes. These are the vests that you wear. They're like an airbag for a car. You wear the vest. It attaches to your saddle. And if you have an unfortunate departure from the saddle, these things, it pulls automatically and, like an airbag, inflates so that you, when you hit the ground, you're hitting the ground with an airbag around you and not with just your body. They are not inexpensive, but they are very well worth it if that's if you're in eventing, or I have had some customers who had a bad fall and they were afraid to ride, but they really, you know, it's an addiction, you gotta ride, and they would want these kinds of things so that they would feel more comfortable when they were riding out on trail rides or wherever they wanted to go. We have these in various colors. One thing to remember is they must be ground shipped. You cannot ship these things by air because of the very fact that of what they are. And we
CO2
also...
CO2 cartridges are part of are what makes them go, and the CO2 cartridges cannot be shipped on an airplane.
Right, and we also have replacement cartridges as well. So if you have been thinking about an airbag and you've seen them on the TV and it's something that you might be interested in, please give these a look, because for the price, the safety factor is priceless.
And if you can find them just by going to equestriancollections.com, search for airbag, and they will come up. It's the Helite Airnest Equestrian Airbag. They couldn't have made that any more complicated to say. And it's available in many different colors, which is cool. And you can find your size on the website at equestriancollections.com.
guy who won't try to move too fast. Oh, girl, it'd be a shame to take this slow. I've got an extra saddle, and I know that you can handle the stallion waiting right down the road. We can run above hooves and crash like thunder, fast as lightning flashing in our eyes. I think you know the spell you got me under, let's ride. We can ride to the head of the canyon, from the desert bottom down below, to the aspen and the sage, to the pine trees in the shade. We'll hide, baby, let's ride. I suppose I could be entertained just sitting here watching you, watching them just try to take you home. With all these guys surrounding you, like flies you ought to swat a few. You wanna be alone, let go. We can run above hooves and crash like thunder, that's the light and flashing in our eyes. I think you know the spell you got me under, let's ride. We can ride to the head of the canyon, from the desert blossom down below, through the aspen and the sage, to the pine trees in the shade. We'll hide, baby, let's ride. Adventure takes your breath away. If you're caught up with emotion that you can't explain away, you can kiss me on the cheek and I will hold your hand. If it leads to something more, I will understand. Let's run above hooves and crash like thunder, fast as lightning flashing in our eyes. I think you know the spell you got me under, let's ride. We can ride to the head of the canyon, from the desert blossom down below, through the aspen and the sage, to the pine trees in the shade. We'll hide, baby.
Hello, Helena.
Hello, Coach Jen. We are back. We are going to have a prize, aren't we, for the really bad ads?
Yes.
What is the prize for really? Now, remember, I'm not a Horses in the Morning veteran. I'm still fairly new at this. So we've got a really bad ad. I know we give prizes. What do we got?
What is it going to be? Well, yeah. This is what it is. We are back here on Horses in the Morning with Helena B. and Coach Jen because Glenn has been booted to the curb in the production studio, and Jamie is busily taking care of her baby Luke on maternity leave. So it's nice to be back. But this Friday on Really Bad Ads, we're going to hand out a really awesome prize as we do every single Friday. And the person who submits the most obnoxious, silliest, crappiest ad will win a leather therapy saddle pad and blanket wash and rinse set, 16 ounces of each size. The saddle pad and blanket wash liquid concentrate breaks down heavy soils and protein-based grime and contaminants. It eliminates odors and brightens colors on breathable, waterproof fabrics, and it cares for blankets, saddle pads, and rain sheets that are made from high-tech textiles. And you can find out more at leathertherapy.com. I've tried this stuff. And you know how when you wash your horse clothing, you wash it, and then you either maybe put it in the dryer or hang it in the sunshine to dry, and it still smells like a horse.
Yeah,
or it smells like a dog because we wash our dog's beds. This eliminates the smell. So when your saddle pads are done, they don't smell like the inside of a dirty barn. They're genuinely fresh and clean, and they don't eliminate the smell by way of perfumes. They eliminate the smell by way of cleaning. It is an awesome product, and it also helps to reduce the spread of contaminants from horse to horse. So you've got a big barn. You don't have to say, well, George's saddle pad has to get washed all by itself because George has skin funk. Don't have to worry about it. So check them out at leathertherapies.com.
Skin funk. All right.
And it looks like we've got Erica from thehorse.com on here. Let's bring her on and ask her the cue of the day.
Okay.
There's Erica. Good morning, Erica. How are you? This is Jennifer.
Good morning, Jennifer. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And we ask all of our guests on the EquityMFG.com Wheel of Trivia Day, our cue of the day, because it is our highly non-scientific poll every week. And Helena's going to ask you the cue of the day.
All right.
The cue of the day is, what's the cue of the day? Oh, the cue of the day.
Body equipment.
The cue of the day is, what do you prefer, a step-up trailer or a trailer with a ramp?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think I prefer a ramp because my horse is a little klutzy, and when he tends to back off step-ups, he tends to fall off of them. So I'm a ramp person myself.
All right.
The klutzy ramp.
So what do we have? That was three ramps and three step-ups, right, Jen?
We've got four step-ups and two ramps. I didn't vote yet.
Oh.
And that's a little unfair because I like both.
But if you had to. Okay,
gosh.
Let's put it this way. If you had your choice, if you had two trailers in front of you and they were free, but you could only pick one, which one would you take?
You know, I'm gonna pick the step up because I've had more issues with horses getting on the ramp than off the step up.
Good point.
So because a lot of horses don't like to walk up a ramp, but you can convince them to walk up a step up. It just seems to be more natural for them to do. And a lot of horses don't like to back off the step up because it's like, what just happened here? But I've had fewer of those than I've had the other way. Erin, have you had the opportunity to test out both kinds of trailers?
I have, and you know, both of them have their pluses, and I like them. I like them both. But my current horse, he like I said, he's a little bit klutzy and tends to forget where the steps are, the step up is, and he tends to trip and. You know, get himself a little flustered. So he does better with ramps, but I've also had horses that do better with step-ups.
So when your horse goes back out of the step-up trailer, does he do the thing where he hangs his hind toe on that little rubbery thing and then thinks about it, or does he step out enthusiastically and then scare himself to death?
The latter. he's very enthusiastic about he's very good about getting off, but he'll forget that he's stepped up, so he tends to back out in a hurry and then scare himself.
I'm kind of the same way.
Oh shoot, I forgot there was a step there. How about you, Helena? Have you used both kinds or have you only used ramps?
I have used both kinds, and I'm like you, Jen. I like them both. I see the benefits of both. I guess if I had two trailers in front of me, that I could get for free. It would depend on their design inside. So
no. You didn't give me that option, Helena. You have to choose.
I'm telling you what I would choose. If they were both slant loads, then I would take the step up. If they were both straight load, then I would take the ramp.
Oh, qualifiers. Well, there you go.
Yes.
So next week's cue of the day going to be slant load or straight?
Yep. Oh, okay. No. Next week's cue of the day is going to be, would you ever have your horse travel facing backwards?
Oh, well, that's an interesting one. Yeah, there's an interesting
We've talked about this before.
Yeah, so that's an interesting one. Well, it looks like we have got Dr. Jones on the line, so we need to hit yet another button.
It's time for the weekly health report from Horse.com. Fantastic information and their attempt to ruin Glenn's lunch every week.
Well, good morning, Dr. Jones, and good morning again to Erica. Thanks for stopping by with some information for us today. It looks like equine Cushing's is on the list.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
So go to town, tell me about equine Cushing's, because I don't know anything.
All right, will do. Well, Dr. Jones, could you first tell us a little bit about what equine Cushing's or PPID is?
Yes, the actual definition of the PPID is pituitary pars intermedia dysfunction. So it's a big, long Latin word for Cushing's disease, or the pituitary gland in the brain is having some issues, I guess would be my easiest way to describe it. It actually has a growth on it that makes it kind of go a little out of control.
And what effects will that have on a horse?
The primary effects we see are the adrenal gland gets affected. The adrenal glands start to overproduce cortisol in the horse. And I use the word cortisol because it's more identifiable by horse people, because that's cortisone, which is the steroids that we always are concerned about using in horses because it could founder them. So if you think about it, you've got this growth on the pituitary gland spitting out a bunch of hormones, which is what the pituitary gland does, and it's affecting organs inappropriately, especially the adrenal gland, and it's making the adrenal gland make more adrenaline or cortisol, and then that now is floating through the horse's body at a higher rate than you can imagine. That what our primary concern is with PPID or Cushing's horses is founder. So just the fact that, you know, there are some clinical signs to PPID, such as the long hair growth. Now, this is usually in an aged horse. The very long hair growth is the common thing that we all talk about it. The big fancy term for that is hirsutism. The pot belly look to them, they get a little less top line muscling across their top line. So they get a little bony across the top line, a little more pot bellied under the bottom. And they can get some fat deposits in spaces they didn't have them before, above the eyes, the common area where they usually indent. They'll have the little fat deposits above the eye. All these things, we see a horse and we'll probably clinically say, you know what, they've most likely got Cushing's. Then the next step should be, let's test for it. Now, we're not going to test to see if they for sure have it, because most likely they do. What we're testing to see is, what levels are ACTH at? And that's what I do in my practice, because we want to treat it appropriately, and we may have to retest to make sure our treatment is taking care of the pituitary gland and getting it under control. So the big reason why we want to combat it or control it is because of the risk of founder or laminitis, which we all fear and hate.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that it's often seen in aged horses. Is there a group of horses, as far as an age group of horses, that are more at risk? Is it ever seen in younger horses?
No. In younger horses, we think more of an insulin issue when we see some abnormalities. I wouldn't say they have the long hair abnormalities, but they could have fat deposits and things like that. So we think more insulin, which does come from a over production sometimes of cortisol as well. But no, 15 years of age or more would be a good starting point. Primarily people are looking at it at 18 and 20. But I say anything over 15 years of age has a possibility of contracting this disease.
Okay.
And then as far as breeds, they did the study at Tennessee on Welsh ponies and Morgan horses. And so I could say that those two would probably have a higher predilection for this, but all breeds can have it. I have Tennessee Walkers with it. I have quarter horses. I have Arabs. I even have Argentine polo horses that are on Pergolide. So any and all breeds can be susceptible to this disease.
Okay, yeah, I've got a miniature horse who has it, and she's 24, so we're you know, keeping it under control. Now, you mentioned treatment. How is PPID treated, and how effective is the treatment?
The treatment of choice has always been, well, actually, there's been two of them in the past, cyproheptadine and pergolide. These were extracted from the human world by what they did in the human world, and we just extrapolated them to the horses. We never actually tested them in the horses. Over time, we found that actually pergolide worked better than cyproheptadine, and unfortunately, they took it off the human market many years ago. It was used for Parkinson's disease, and they had to take it off. We had to scrape, literally, to get them to bring it on the compounding world, and so we had it compounded for many, many years. We now have a true pergolide product made for horses, easy to administer, called Praesend. It's the only one on the market. It is a very good product, and I highly recommend that those people that are using compounded, please stop using compounded, go to pergolide. A, it's illegal to use the compounded, but B, the pergolide Praesend is a better product. And no, I'm not being paid by the company to say that. It is a more effective product because it is truly 100% pergolide when they test it, where the compoundings vary when you're giving it to the horse.
Okay. So horses, you know, if a horse is in pretty good shape other than having PPID, can they return to any sort of athletic function with treatment?
Oh, absolutely, yes, and it's always encouraged to keep an older horse moving anyway. So I have some of my clients that are riding every morning, and, you know, now it's getting very hot and muggy, so they're getting up at 5 or 6 and riding in the morning, going for a nice trail ride before they head off to work. They're still trail riding their horses and giving them Perglide. I highly recommend it. I've got jumpers or little hunter ponies that are on it. So the kids usually ride the older horses, and sometimes women who have gotten up in age and men who have gotten up in age that don't want to fall off of a young, spry horse. We have these older horses that we need to manage, and it's the kindest thing to do for them for the founder protection. I wouldn't say it's guaranteed, but at least you're trying to do something to prevent possible founder on these horses, and certainly, by all means, they can go back to work.
Okay. Now, you mentioned founder. Are there any other side effects or other issues that could come up with PPID?
Oh, yeah. The one thing that my one client did notice is she has her horses in half day and out half day. They tend to drink a lot and urinate a lot, and the use of pergolide helps to slow that down. She, and this is my kudos to the company that's making the product, and I recommend this to all the clients that are, all the horse owners that are listening, is that if you are treating your horse and you're using their product and you don't think that it's getting better, you can call the company and they will possibly retest your horse for free. They did this for my client. She felt that the urination and heavy drinking did not slow down after we put the horse on pergolide. We found out that the 1 milligram dose was not enough for her horse. She's now at 1.5 milligrams and everything has stopped and her ACTH levels are normal. So she is in a good place now with keeping it under control. And that helped us know that we can hopefully protect her from founder or laminitis in the future. Other things that you see are, let's say, a skin infection that doesn't get better. It takes longer for them to heal because they are under a lot of stress from that cortisol release, and that stresses their body, so they can't heal very fast. Sometimes they get really lethargic when they have Cushing's. They're poor doers. They can start to lose weight. Those are your main ones that we mostly see besides the long hair, of course, and they need to be clipped. Even on the pergolide, a lot of them still will need to be clipped. They may not lose that long hair coat.
Hey, Dr. Jones, of course, every time we do things with thehorse.com, it creates curious questions for me. With PPID, is catching it early on, because I'm assuming that the longer it goes, the worse it gets if left alone. Does catching it early and putting them on appropriate medical treatment, is that a better scenario than the horse has had it for 5 or 6 years, he's in a very poor state, let's finally get it taken care of? Is it better to start right when you start to see those symptoms and get them tested?
Yes, it is. They're going to be on the drug the rest of their life. You have to understand that, because as soon as you stop the drug, it gives the pituitary gland the chance to become enlarged and have that growth get bigger. It's not a cancer growth as we would all think is they're going to die from this cancer. It's a exuberant growth that can occur in any animal, and it's going to cause more demise in the infection or the founder situations that the horses are running into than it will being a growth of the pituitary. So if you start, think about this, if you start early and you give them this pergolide, you can slow that growth down to keep them from getting a very large growth and having now that growth taking over the pituitary even more so, and all you're doing is stopping it at that point. So earlier is definitely better because it will slow it down.
Uh-huh. Are there any,
there we go.
Are there any early clinical signs that owners can watch for, maybe not so obvious as the long hair coat or something, that owners should be on the lookout for?
I'd say poor performance would be one thing to test for. It wouldn't hurt because, really, nowadays, the primary testing is a blood test, a ACTH test, and we do it first thing in the morning. I always run it with my insulin test because I want to see what their insulin's doing. So we do a fasting insulin ACTH test first thing in the morning, but the ACTH is what they're looking for because that's secreted by the pituitary. So they want to see what the level is, and you do it. In the morning, you can get their level, and from there, determine should you do another test to really confirm it because it's kind of borderline, or do you just stick with that result and say, hey, yeah, it's elevated, and I think they may be heading into PPID, and let's start treating it, treat it, and then retest.
What do you think the top things that horse owners should know about PPID are?
Founder. Laminitis should be the number one thing. They should be concerned about that, especially ponies. Unfortunately, your mini, they're at high risk of having that, and that's just something you just don't want to go through. A metabolic, as they've always said in the past, a metabolic founder are harder for veterinarians to control and treat than one that's been induced by something else, like a disease or road founder, as they call it in the draft horses, that kind of thing. When it comes from inside, you can't stop whatever that is inside from continuing to cause the founder to get worse and worse and worse. So if you aren't trying to stop this pituitary gland from excreting more and more hormone, that the ACTH that affects the cortisol, then you're just opening up your horse for more founder episodes and possibly the worst founder episode that they could have, which would cause their end of life. So founder is the number one thing that I'd be concerned about. The muscle wasting is a concern because especially if you have a performance horse or even a trail riding horse, you want to make sure that they're able to keep up their muscle tone and that helps their joints and such. Then the heavy drinking and heavy urinating can cause some issues. We don't see too many kidney or urinary issues with horses, but over time, as these horses are getting older, if they're not addressed, there may be some issues that you might see down the line. But the founder is the number one.
Excellent. Great information.
So, great information. Are there some articles or fact sheets at thehorse.com that our listeners can take advantage of, Erica?
There are. We've got lots of information on equine Cushing's on thehorse.com, and actually in the June issue of The Horse magazine, there's a great article on Cushing's testing, the different testing options. That's very informative. Ooh. I really enjoyed reading that one myself.
I didn't know there were different ways to test.
Yeah, all of them are very little invasive tests. They're mostly blood work type tests, possibly an injection of dexamethasone, a steroid. But it's not a really invasive test. So, they're not doing kind of, sedations and MRIs of the heads or anything, or CTs of the heads. They're just doing blood work, and it's really easy to do.
Well, fascinating stuff. Well, once again, thank you very much, Dr. Jones, for stopping by. That was very informative, and now I'm going to have to go to thehorse.com and go over there and look up some stuff on equine Cushing's. And thank you, Erica, for filling in for our vacationing friend today. It's all substitutes today. That's what we're all about.
Definitely.
Pitching in.
Yeah, there we go. Thanks again, and we'll be seeing you all next week again.
Sounds good.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, there we go. I learned all kinds of interesting things about equine Cushing's. How about you?
A lot of things. I mean, I hadn't really paid too much attention to it because it hadn't affected me directly yet. So that was really good stuff.
Yeah, and I didn't realize there were different testing protocols now. And I knew about the change in the drug treatment because that's been a lot of headlines about getting that approved. And I'm assuming the AAEP was very much behind that. But she wasn't kidding when they had to jump through a lot of flaming hoops to get that drug so that the horses of the world who suffer from Cushing's could have an effective, safe treatment. And it's really kind of cool that they finally got that through. So once again,
and
they come through with a lot of interesting stuff.
I know that the compounding version was, there was a lot of discussion and a lot of chat by lay people because there was so many hoops to go through and the information was sort of, you know, waxing and waning and nobody knew what to get. So it's nice to have sort of a definitive direction from Dr. Jones. That was really the clarity around it. That alone is helpful.
Yes. Well, we want to say thank you to everybody out there listening to Substitute Day here on Horses in the Morning. And you can find the links to all of our guests and all of our fun information on horsesinthemorning.com in about an hour after the show is closing. Also, lots of cool stuff on Facebook. If you haven't already found us on Facebook, we are at Horses in the Morning. And be sure to listen to all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at Horse Radio. We love tweets. And if you miss a live show, we post it every day. It's both on Facebook and on Horses in the Morning. And thanks to all of our helpful sponsors for helping to put on the show today. And thank you for stopping by and being a substitute co-host of Stable Scoop, Helena.
It was my pleasure. I'm still ramping up here. It's kind of fun. It was nice to have Jamie call in today. It feels like one big happy Horse Radio Network family again. And if you want more of me, if you can take more of me, then definitely visit us at stablescoop.com. We're just a little bit snarkier than here on Horses in the Morning, but just
it's
as
like
much
fun. It's like chocolate. You know it's so bad for you, but it's so worth it.
That is so good.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Here we go. Oh, I got a button to press, don't I? One more button. I have to find the button. I lost it. We can't close the show today because I can't find the button. We just have to keep talking and keep talking. There, look, the button pressed.
There it is. The end button.
The end button. It wasn't in alphabetical order.
Heaven forbid.
Thanks for stopping by, y'all.